Okay, we're up to Sifchav Beis. We have really what are the last, today, the last two major halacha lemaisa shailas, or kol machloiksim, that have to do with Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. And then the last handful of sifim deal with situations that almost never come up. The two shailas that we're going to deal with today begin with the shaila of a child that's born following a miscarriage. Miscarriages are more common than people know, although most miscarriages are in early pregnancy. And the question will be, what type of miscarriage causes the next child to not be a bechor? We know that this depends on peter rechem, on the first child through the womb. And when there's a miscarried child that goes through the womb, when does it have a din of a child? Sifchav Beis and Chav Gimel deal first with those that do disqualify the next child. That's Sifchav Beis. And then Sifchav Gimel deals with those who do not disqualify the next child. So let's see Sifchav Beis and Sifchav Gimel together try to figure out the klal, the rule. Sifchav Beis, Ben Ches Chadoshim, a child that's an 8-month pregnancy, Shehaitzi Roishai V'hu Chai V'chzirai. In a rare case where a baby is Haitzi Roishai, his head comes out. We know that Leda is defined by Yitzias Roishai, by the head going out. V'chzirai. So you have an 8-month pregnancy, but he's alive. Umeis, and then he died. Oi, ben tes, shaitzi raisha afilu achashemeis. Or a 9-month child, who said came out even after he died, v'huzer, and it went back in. V'achak ach yotza ochiv. Now, obviously, talking about twins, because this dead 9-month baby, obviously, is going to come out at some point. The mother doesn't keep on carrying her around. We're talking about twins, where one of the twins is either a Ben Ches Chadoshim Chai or a Ben Chadoshim Eis who stuck out its head and went back in. V'yodavlai Kayama. And then a child was born that is viable, that remains alive. Einai Peterechem Sharinif to Barosha Shomishin. So what's the rule? It's either or. Either it's alive when its head comes out, even if it's not a full pregnancy, a ben ches chadashim, or if it's a ben tes, then even if it's mace and it goes back, that's called breaking the rechem, so to speak, breaking the peter rechem. So then the next child ain't a peter rechem, shari nifta barisha shorishin. Umishateitze padachtoi peter haba achrav. We say the head, we don't mean the head as from the neck up, which we call the head. We mean the head from the eyebrows up. The forehead, that's called the head. Shehetze petachtoi peter haba achrav. And here the Shach says in Sivkot and Chaf Hei, Ayin lo el simin yudalit. Now there are a number of cases where there's a nafkamina of a child is born and goes back. Now there it talks about a pregnant cow that's shechted. As many of you know, that's called a ben pekua. A pregnant child that shechted, the shechita sa'eim helps for the vlad. The shechita sa'eim helps for the vlad. It says, if the vlad's head came out and went back in, it's too late, it was born already. And that's b'shiyotza padachtai, when the forehead comes out. And there the shach says, roiv padachtai. You don't need the whole forehead, you need roiv of the forehead. So that we sort of have two things. Saying the forehead is a leda for the whole body. And rive of the forehead is like the whole forehead. And that's called a leda. That's the way we paskin. That rive padachtai is called a leda.
The ben tes is even if he's chai or only if he's
chai? Only if he's chai. In Chav Gimel we're going to have ben ches chadash and meis. That's not a peterechem. Okay, we'll see. It could be chai for the moment, but doesn't have a din chai. That's a good question. We'll see. The gra is going to point that up in the next sif. Okay. What? Well, we'll get to it. We'll discuss it in momentarily. All right, so far we had someone, a baby that came out and went back in, and a twin was born subsequently. This type of thing does not happen. I say it doesn't happen too often. Any doctors hear of this happening? That you have twins, one baby comes out, goes back, and the other baby comes out first. What? Like parrot, parrot's a hand, okay. Like Zara, parrot and Zara, my parrot still left.
I mean,
that the child in the uterus now should go back into the uterus. It's a true in the night of Yehuda, I should read you once. It's a true about the night of Yehuda. About a pregnant woman, in the middle of the night, she felt she was in labor. She heard the baby crying, and then the baby went back in. So he's done. If it's possible that the baby was crying, and he went back in. Jeez. There's Jane Shiloh. I would have asked if she had anything to drink before she went to sleep, or maybe she was dreaming. So I don't know. Things that happen rarely, I don't know if they happen rarely or they don't happen at all. I have no idea. You don't think it ever happens, right? The crying, I know. Once the baby starts breathing, he's not going to stop breathing again. But the head going out and coming back, it sounds like a strange case.
If the forehead came out, how would they know which baby? How do they know if the other baby came out or not?
If the forehead came out, how do they know which one it is? It's a good question.
One was bald, one
had hair. Tied a red ribbon around, I don't know.
They put a marker in the
last marker. Well, it was the ches. It says even if he's dead, ches chai and ches afilumeis. Yeah, obviously, if this one's dead and the other one's alive, they know which one. Okay, it's. I don't expect to get a call about this shaila, but the second half of the sift. Why do I don't need it to go back in? The question is, if it went back in, what's it did? Then there's no question. That's the next part. That's the next part of it. The chain, and this is what's much more halacha l'may sadik, hamapeles, somebody who gives birth, who is mapil, who miscarries. K'min behema chayiv ha'if. Shechati parts of p'neim daima l'tzuris adam. It's a bit similar to a human being. It doesn't have the full form of a human being, a sandal, a sandal meaning a form that doesn't have clear avarim, a shilya ishvimarukim, or a sack, or a. I have to define marukim soon. Avarim marukim means a defined piece of meat. Pirish chaticha shabasik tzura sandal. Pirish shilya hakis shuva munach besaychay. Shilya is the sack. I think we had Shilya in Hilchos Bris Milah. Some of you gave me a hard time. I mean, which one's the Shilya? Which one's the Shvir? Here it says clearly, Shilya is the kis sha'ober munach b'saychai, the sack that the baby is in. And the Shvir is the form of the child. Or the baby came out, broke it up. So what's the definition here? A very early stage, compared to the 9 months. As long, it has to be chetiches basar. No question when the first 40 days, when it's not yet a piece of meat, that the miscarriage doesn't do anything. But it has to be further advanced. It has to have some type of a form, apparently a form of at least some tsuras adam. That's what it says. A sandal in Merukim Chaticha Shabbosav Yesh but tsuras adam. Now, if you turn to Chav Gimel, there's no mafarshim really on this. If you go on to Chav Gimel, it tells you the reverse. The ones that do not pater the follow up child. So, the first case, Ben Ches Chadashim Saise Rubai Roshay Vames. An 8-month pregnancy when the baby is tati l'reisa. It's an only 8-month pregnancy. And the baby is dead. Now here, we have to hear the words of the Dogel Meravava on the bottom right. Pirish v'chzirai v'akach yatzachiv. It means that the 8-month baby didn't come out totally. Came out, went back in. And subsequently, his brother came out alive. So then the brother is a bechor. Avlam noilad kulai. The baby is totally born, an 8-month pregnancy. Pshita the paiter is a noilad achat. Olagora ben ches meis may shimarukim. Shapaita abachor. We're going to have in a minute of miscarriage patterns. So the first case, ben ches chadash shaitzi roishay meis, is talking about, it goes back in. Now before we go on, the Gra Lamites is matmiya. Like Gershon was asking before, the Gra Lamites asks, he says, Tor, v'kavaydai b'mekayme mumnach. That's Hebrew for, I beg your pardon, v'kavaydai b'mekayme mumnach, what are you talking about? Shkaga g'daylahi, you made a mistake. Ki ben ches en chilik b'chol makay mechayme meis. In Shas, anytime you have a child that's born, that's clearly in the 8th month of pregnancy, there's no difference alive or dead. The Gemara says an 8-month-old, 8-month pregnancy, a child is born on Shabbos, he's keven. You know, he's muktzah, even though he's breathing and crying. He's like a stone. You can't be metalton. He's a vadei meis.
Wasn't 8 months not viable?
Was not, in time of Chazal, was not viable. And that's why there's no difference in a chai and a meis. Today, this is always Rav Shlomo Zalman brings when he talks about Nishtana Teva. He always brings this as an example. It's not so clear. Is it Nishtana Teva, or is it that we have the machinery, the Nishtana, the ideas of the world,
is
to make it happen?
So. Does he
always needs people. Their lungs are generally not fully formed.
Different than the seventh, than one born in the
seventh. Yeah. There are children. The Matthias is still. Look, I'm not a doctor. You have to ask the doctors. The Matthias is still that an 8-month child typically needs needs intervention. Yeah. I'm not sure. If they know it's coming. Steroids, what are they doing? They do it. They can do it at the moment, or it has to be done in advance. Okay, so. I don't say that. Today, no, I don't. I don't know that there's such a thing.
No.
You mean that a 7th month is was that there was such a thing as 7 month that's viable? Right. I don't think there's such a mitzvah. Well, they knew either because they knew when the woman became pregnant, it was a situation where a woman didn't have regular tashmish, where she was raped or something happened, that they're aware of the day of pregnancy. That's typically how they know, and or there could be some certain circumstances where they could be aware of it. Gemara says that Chana gave birth 3 months and 2 days after Eli's bracha, well, and a week because the Tashrish was a week later, but she gave birth 3 months and 2 days. I guess there are times you know, there are times you don't know. But what? 6 months. I said 3 months. 6 months. I'm sorry. 6 months and 2 days into the 2 days into December. At any rate, getting back to Sivchot Gimel. So the first case is that unusual case where the head comes out and goes back. Then Hamapeles Shvir Moledam. So gives birth to a skin that's full of blood. And Moli Varim or Moli Mayim or full of liquid. Moli Givonim or colorful substance. Somebody's mapelas things that look more like a fish or a small creature. Mapelas the Amar Boyim, certainly someone who gives maple 40 days after conception. Now, it's not so clear what the guideline is. There's a bunch of examples. So the Ramah, I don't think he needs to argue, but he gives the guideline. Any time that the limbs are not defined, in poiter haba'acharav afilu b'zman hazeh sayim chenazeh, it doesn't patter. And even today, sometimes you say einanu b'kiyim. So here we say we are b'kiyim, and it doesn't patter, meaning you do a pidyon habet. It's not considered a suffix. So according to the Ramah and the Shisin Shach and Taz, the Gra, none of them argue. It appears that the das of most of the paiskim is that this is the rule. Yeah, there's a miscarriage, and the baby has defined limbs. It doesn't mean fully formed limbs. If armor kavim means they have defined limbs, whatever stage that is, then it breaks the peterechem, and the follow-up child is part of a binyan. If the miscarried child does not have Evar Merukamim, then the child that follows is a Bukhar. So this, it's very clear, this is Shitas HaMaharik, as it says here in parentheses. The Maharik says it depends if the baby is reached the stage of pregnancy of Evar of Merukamim. That's the magic word.
So we don't today have a time period that occurs?
Lamaisa, we don't. Lamaisa, we ask the doctor what was found. Then it really depends on how the baby's removed. Sometimes the baby's broken up and removed, and sometimes they cause an abortion through contractions, inducing labor. And sometimes the baby's small; they just do scraping and they remove the baby. So the question is, at what stage? This is the stage.
If they do that,
what happens if it's a suffix? So we're going to learn the Pischei Tshuva.
If it's scraping like that, then it's clearly doesn't have the next one.
Well, you have to know what it was before the scraping. It was
stage,
early and then.
At what stage does it need a kibur?
The it's interesting. The dinim of kvura are in Hilchos Kol HaMoed. It talks about what you're allowed to bury. There are mentions to bury a nafel, and it's a little hard to say. The stage where you bury a nafel is when there's some type of a tzuras havlad. Whether that means evar merukamim, not so sure. But
are they related?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're related. But no, because neither is related, as we're going to see. Well, yeah, once it's in Varam Rukamim.
By sonogram.
Well, assuming the sonogram is accurate, then. But what you're saying is when it passes through the Rechem, it's no longer in Varam Rukamim. That's why you're asking. I'm not sure. The fact is that they don't let the baby decompose in the mother's womb. They consider that to be a dangerous thing, I think. Okay. What? We're going to have to. Why isn't that peterei? If when it comes out, it's liquid, it went through the rechem, not a varam merukamim. If it went through the rechem and it was not a varam merukamim, so one could argue that it's not that it's still peterei. The next one is still peterei. If this was not, the next one is okay. All right, we'll see. We'll discuss that. Anyway, this is the rule, and if it was not for the Chacham Tzvi, it would be a very simple thing, and we would just move on. There's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. There are two parts to the tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva in Chav Tes, initially at least, only brings half of the Chacham Tzvi. There are two parts. The Chacham Tzvi is done about a suffix. Assuming you need a varam merukamim. What happens if it's a suffix? They did some type of scraping, or the mother spontaneously it happened. It happens. A woman in the bathroom just loses the child, and you're not sure if it was evar merukamim or not. What do you do by a suffix? That's one issue in the Chacham Tzvi. That the Pischei Tshuva brings. Really, the Chacham Tzvi. There's a second piece to the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi argues with the Marik. We'll see why. He holds that any time it forms into Ken Basar, even if Devar Manamar will come in, which is an earlier stage, when it becomes a piece of meat, it already is considered to be Peterechem. In other words, the Chavtzi is Machmir, that if you had this stage miscarriage, where it formed into a piece of meat, which is presumably about 6 weeks into pregnancy, and it didn't yet form a varim, at that stage, the Chacham Tzvi holds that it paters the next child from Pidyon HaBeh. So, let's learn the Pisrei Tshuva Chav Tes. First, he deals with the Suffolk issue, and then we'll deal with the other half, which presumably Pisrei Tshuva left out because he doesn't agree with it. But let's see. Pisrei Tshuva Chav Tes. Ein avar merukam. Ein bamerik sham. Sherish kuf mem gimel mash midvara. Defilum lo yevchinu liraisim avar merukamim. Ein epayta habar achrav. Even if it's a Suffolk, it does not pata. Vubukar lekayim wine. We have a rule of Chazaka de Meikara. The rule of Chazaka de Meikara, you remember from Yeshiva days, Chazaka de Meikara is that the way something was, it stayed and it changed as late as possible. That's called Chazaka de Meikara. They had numerous examples of Shas, most famously on Daf Tes. It talks about every woman is born a Basula. We don't know when she became a Bu'ula. So Taisus here talks about going Basa Chazaka de Meikara. You say the Bia happened later, after the Kedushin. The other popular examples, and more practical examples, are by a Suffolk when a person died. They find somebody dead. They don't know if he died during the day or after Shkia. When do you set the yard sites? People in the Holocaust. And when do you set the yard site? So the rule is that we give somebody a cheskes chai, and we say it happened, he was alive. We assume he stayed as alive as late as possible, and that the Misa was the later of the two possible days, and we set the yard site at the later date. The case in the Mishnah is where a bunch of people went on some outdoor trip, and they went to sleep outdoors. In the middle of the night, somebody woke up and had to go off privately. So he climbed over his friends and did whatever he had to do, went back to sleep. In the morning when he wakes up, he sees that his neighbor is dead. So he doesn't know if when he touched him during the night, he was a mace or he was a chai. If they're in an oil mace, there would be no shaila. But they're outside. He doesn't know when he touched him during the night, he was a chai or a mace. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you go bas a chestes chai, and you assume that he died at the last possible moment, and he's becheskas chai de meikara. Zot the pischei tshuva from the Marik, the same thing here. The woman was born becheskas not peterechem. You have a suffix. What happened? She miscarried in 1 year, and next year she had a normal child. The question is this child peterechem, or did the previous miscarriage create a peterechem? In case this one's not. So we go basa chasaka de meikara. We say she started off a loy peterechma. She was born without peterechem. The shailav in the first birth, the child was fully formed to break that peterechem. It's a safik. So Marik says, you go basa chasaka. Go basa chasaka. V'gam, one second, v'gam, b'nefel b'cheska shloy nisrak meivarav. A second chasaka. Chazaka on the child. The child started off at conception, loy nisrak mu'evarav. So you say it didn't happen. Ad kan demarik. I'm a chuz chacham tzvikov dalet shechayla kalzeh. Dari mocha b'gemara nida dafkav tes. Dika roiv neged chazaka. Which roiv is there? The roiv nashim vlad ma'aliyah. Most pregnancies create a full-fledged child. That's roiv. Roiv and chazaka. We go basa roiv. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi says you should go basarayv. Gam shushus Yaakov hisigal amarik bezeh. Ubeber heitiv shal haram marin hevi divrei miktsara. So here again, the Marik says you go basachazaka. The Chacham Tzvi and the Shus Yaakov says that you say that you go basarayv. So why? Vayimetshu was noyd biyud zinyana yerdekum pechad harav etocha divrei and behelukadas marik. The argument of the noyd biyehuda is that over here he says two things. He says, first of all, you don't go bust in the chazaka that roiv nashim vlad ma'aliyah may lead in, because this one didn't do a vlad ma'aliyah. There's something went wrong. So you can't give it that roiv. And the raya, the Chacham Tzvi brings is from Dine Tumas Nida. The halacha is that if a woman gives birth to a vlad that's a safik, you probably remember it from Psachim, it's a case where the woman gives birth and throws the baby into the pit. And later a Kayin goes to see if it's a Zachar the Keva. So halachi is we give it the chumris of both. She needs the chumris of avlad zachar, which is only 33 yemei tahara, and the chumris of avlad nekeva, which is 14 yemei tumah. So there, when we don't know the status of the child, we still give it cheskes tumah. That's the marik's raya that you give it. No, forget that's the now according to the marik, we should say it's not avlad. That's the raya of the Chacham Tzvi, that you assume it's a vlad, you give it yemei tumah. So to that, the Navi Yehuda says, no raya. Because a woman, when she gives birth, bleeds anyway. She's tamei anyway. So she's becheskes tamei. So the question is, 7 days or 14 days? What's that after with dinei pinyan ben? By dinei pinyan ben, the woman is becheskes loy nifterachma, and she's not a petarechem, dechazakas days. The Navi Yehuda says, you can't compare the two situations of chazaka. So reading the Pesachei Tshuva, we would come to the conclusion that you have the Chacham Tzvi and the Shosh Yaakov on one side, you have the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Shach, the Taz, everyone on the other side, and the Yehuda says they're right. So I would stick with that. The Sam Sofer comes along and makes sort of a pshara between the Shittas, and it's brought here in brackets. I once told you that the brackets of Pesachei Tshuva were in his second printing where he added the Tshuvas to Sam Sofer. See, here. I'm Joseph Seifer, Simmer Ray Saites, the last narrow line in our printed Pesachei Tshuva. Tshuva Arucha Binyan Zeh, Behela Dikal Adina. He passed in something in between. Debi Pila, Ubad Kuha Hanoshim Vititubai Shane Marukim. If they looked at the baby and they see it's not Marukim Evarav, Chai Bikra Din Bepinyan, Kimarika Choras Ramah. Really, we're going to pass them like the Ramah. Now, here, if you just read this Pesachei Tshuva, you wouldn't know what he's talking about. He only brought it here for the Chacham Tzvi by Sveikis. In the Chacham Tzvi, he really argues even when it's not a Suffolk. I told you before, he goes, anytime it's Ke'en Basar, it breaks the Petarecha. So some Sveikis says, no. If they know for sure it was like this Rakmu Eivara, we're going to pass it like the Ramah. V'myirtza lochel shedivrei Chacham Tzvi. And here he brings in parentheses the Mubu Dechavsi, the Palag Gamhecha Sharah Nashim Shalayayim Marukim. The Chachmasi argues on the second point, where the Evarim are not Marukabim, where it's Basar, but not formed. Shainor Bekim is the Eina Makumra Satok, Marisam Marik, Gamia Talmud Amru Mayon Lodaka Shafir bin Ardov and Nida, Chofei, that they never will Mitara Shvir, Ksunap Bekim, and Kain Avalay Bidikas Anashim, Kinafalamayim, will put your opinion to some in Alakula, Namisham Safi Bracha, Yem of Lishem Malchus. If you want to be chayshish for the Chacham Tzvi and do a pinyan aben, do it without Shemu Malchus, Omnam. I'll get to the Omnam in a second. So what's he ending up? The Chacham Chassam Sofer, which is the opinion of many of the Paiskim, including Chacham Sadam, some Sofer holds, and this is what we do, that if the first birth was Marukah Mevarim, there's no question, there's no Machlaikis, there's no pinyan aben. If the first birth was just Mayim Ba'alma, there was no piece of meat that came out, there's no Shiloh. You do a regular Pinyan Aben. In between, what's basically between the 6 or 7 week period and the period where it's the Evarim are formed, probably a 2 or 3 month window, during that period of time, what we do is we do a second pinion, we do a first pinion, we do a pinion on the follow-up child, but the father does not say a bracha b'shemu malchus. I've had this with young men. They say it's going to look strange. People are going to ask questions. Why am I not saying b'shemu malchus? I tell them, it's no problem. You just mumble. And most fathers do that anyway. You just mumble until melech ha'ilam. You say, melech ha'ilam, b'shemu zayisivan, ha'pinyan ha'ben. So you should make the bracha without shemu malchus. For the shechianu, what I tell them to do is to buy a new suit. And you can make a shechianu, because you buy a new suit, you make a shechianu. So Mimela, the whole pinyan aben to say my boy is tfei, you could say. The kai can make bar for your goffin on the wine anyway. So really, the whole pinyan aben, you're certainly allowed to eat a meal and eat garlic and sugar. So Mimela, you do it that way. Yeah, but here you can answer amen, because even b'shvilei shemu malchus, you could say amen to a brachim b'lei shemu malchus. We have Barsha Petrani, we always say B'lai Shem U'machas. Barsha Petrani, we say Amen. It's a bracha. What? The reason we wouldn't say Sof Derais L'Chum is it's not really a Sof. The bracha itself, the pidyon. It's interesting that you say this, because Rav Avadia has a tshuva. I believe he said, I think he says, Minig Yerushalayim is to be paida. I think he says that. And I think he says, you do it a bracha. What's the minig is to do it? You have to do it. Once you have to do it, you can make a bracha. I think he says that. So. He has a tshuva in Yerushalayim on this nidayim. But otherwise, since really the ikar is like the Chazman Sheini of Aram Rukam, the truth is the ikar is, like the Ramah, which would be that you do make a bracha, you do opinion, which is what Rabbi Avadia is saying. The most place can hold you do. The Zechav Tzvi holds that a pater is that the Pesachei Tshuva says not to make a bracha. So this is, I think, pretty much the halacha l'maisa. It's an interesting P.S. here, va'omnam. Let's say you have a case where, man, he's not embarrassed. He's good opinion aben and misafik. We'll say, Baruch, Hashem, Shalom, Sayyid, Sivano, opinion aben. What about the Shechiyanu? He says, omnam. And here is a very interesting passage over. Yesterday we were learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach. The Gemara there says that if you buy a new suit, you buy a new car, you make Shechiyanu. Someone gives you a gift of a keli, you make it. So someone asked, what if someone gives you cash? He gives you a present. He gives you $10. He gives you more cash, a nice amount of money. You say Shechiyanu. So I mentioned yesterday that, I don't know, it only says Kelim Chadashim. And Begadim, it doesn't say anything about cash. You know, you get cash, doesn't say make a bracha. The Gemara said, if you find money in the street, Yerusha is dafka. I don't know what. I don't know what it says here. Look what it says. Omnam Shechiyanu. When the father is not making a Shechiyanu, Yevarech Hakayin. The Kayin should make a Shechiyanu. V'yaitzi Asavi Aben. Darei Shili Psachim. When you make a Siyam on Psachim, the last Gemara, Havasakadaita Kayin Mevarech. The Kai should make a bracha, he's getting 5 zuz. Vini demaskina navia ben mevarech, hainu mishum de mevarech al hamitzvah odif, the Kayin shavi al brachsanahen. So the father's mighty the Kayin. Yvarech, yabevi, I just a Kayin bebrachasai. Avalech, she lo yachlavia ben levarech, mishum sveka al kapan yvarech a Kayin, ala no. Vyatis avia ben bebrachasai. She says, you make a bracha on the hana of 100 grams of silver. How much is that worth? $50. A $50 gift, you can make Shechiyanu. A chiddush. Anybody want to give me $50? We'll take up a collection. If it's most likely that you don't need a pidyon aben, then not a chmir safik. B'shir ha'chazaka mu'uberes nehidein l'kayin Misafik, Kaikim Kavam at Safik, Kamakim Yitzalash Mayim, we de call Svekis eating the Kayan Amanaslahazir. If you give the Kayan Matar Amanaslahazir, Lo Yavar Klal, and that type of gift you don't make a bracha, if the Kayan Lo Yavar Shechiyanu, Harimatian Ali Yade. He's only in Lumdis he got a gift, and Nice Amanaslahaz. So it's an interesting Maramakim here that on a gift of money, you make Shechiyanu, that's what it sounds like. Someone gives you 50. Have you ever heard such a thing? You give you 50, you make Shechiyanu.
My boss gives me a bonus, I make a Shechiyanu.
You're saying to him. At any rate, Adkan, this is what? I never heard that someone makes a Shechiyanu on. Never heard someone makes Shechiyanu on getting a gift of money. Never heard such a thing to make Shechiyanu.
I know.
Halach is on Shmuel's Tavis, you make a Tavah Meitiv. If somebody wins the lottery, so you should make a bracha. Tavah Meitiv. It's no worse than Shmuel's Tavis. A Tavah Meitiv because it's enough for him and whoever else is going to share it. But Stam on cash, I don't know. Maybe if it's extraordinarily a large amount of cash, maybe. What? On Yerusha, it says to make a Shechiyanu. It's interesting. The Gemara says Shechiyanu. There are a few brothers. If there are brothers with him, the Gemara says Taiva Meitim. Gemara says you make a Taiva Meitim. Why not Shechiyanu? So Gemara says there are other brothers. There's only one Yerusha, he makes a Shechiyanu. So it doesn't say how big a Yerusha. It says there's Yerusha, you make Shechiyanu. I don't know. You ever heard anybody say Shechiyanu on Yerusha?
over.
I'll get married, they get money that night, they should.
What? Because they end up fighting over it, so. So,
the lawyer makes
it. The lawyer should make Shechiyah. Okay, at any rate, Adkan. So it's a very, that's a funny expression, a very clear machlaikis. In other words, they basically have two opinions. The Marik, the Ramah, the Ikur la'alochi is that you need Rika Mevarim to patter. And the second period Shita, which is the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi, is that it patters. Lemaisa, so I made a list of the Shitas in the Achrayim, the Nida Behuda, the Chida, as I said, the Abi Aimer, Rav Avadia brings Minig Yerushalayim, is to say with a bracha, like the Ramah, as long as Lo Nisrak Me'Evarav, you say with a bracha. And like the Chacham Tzvi, there are a number of Chassidus Shepaiskim, the Avnei Nezer, the Devar Chayim, the Ramshik. And the Chacham Sadam says to do it without a bracha. So the Maisa, with Safik Brachas, we usually avoid making a bracha. So we have, what is it, five, actually, in the Mariya Sad, we have six of the Gedalei Achrayim. Chacham Sadam is really a Pesach Achrayim in Yeridaya. And he says to not make a bracha, do a pinyin without a bracha, if it came out, chatichas basar. That's what we tell people to do. Rely on the doctor, okay. I mean, sometimes you do know, sometimes you bury it, and then you do know. But, yeah, there's an arichas discussion here at Ruba v'chazaka. The idea of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, should say you go basarayv. On the other hand, we really don't say it by mamin, because ain hocham mamin acharayv. We're not mitzi from a muzik based on rayv. So the question is whether that means that the rule of rubah chazak rubah adif does not apply at all in dinei maminis. It's only by other dinim or not. Okay, this is I think what you'll find in the tumbling Neid Behuda. What?
Mammon is secondary. Once you establish what the
rule
is, so then
you can. You mean by
Pinyan
Ben? Yeah, but the problem is the Pinyan Ben really is totally in Dine Mammon. By most mitzvahs, you don't say Amitzvah El Varaya. Pinyan Ben, we have this rule that you say Amitzvah El Varaya.
So it is totally. The Kohen or the father? Because the Kohen is the.
It's the father's mitzvah. If the Kohen doesn't want, he'll go get another Kohen.
No, but the Kohen is a family.
If the Kohen doesn't want, so
no,
again,
he wants
the Kohen does want.
Yeah, so see,
if the father doesn't want, it's not going to help the Kohen to want. You know, it's not going to. I could do much.
Right.
I can't choose between people. When we learn Yared Dei Barav Palm, the Chaf Masadim, he always considered the Paisa Kach. I can't sign on a piece of paper where the Arachim fits in. Okay, at any rate, this is the... Yeah, I think there was a difference in... Before the Mishnah Berurah came out, in Litta, they learned Chayyadam between Milcha and Ma'ariv every night. Chayyadam was in the Pesach. In Russia, they learned Shulchan Aruch Harav between Milcha and Ma'ariv. They held the Magen Avraham to be Alokka Magen Avraham in Russia. And in the places where they learned Chabad, they always learned Shulchan Aruch Harav. So this is the way it was before the Mishnah Berurah came out.
No, but now.
In that Mishnah Berurah is Pesach Akron, but it doesn't have Hilchos Binyan HaBen, so we're stuck. Okay, let's move on to Sif Chav Dalid. And we'll have the... I told you today we have two of the shilas that are Lamaisa controversial. Let's learn Sif Chav Dalid and you'll see where it comes from. Yaitse Daifin Vanoilin Achrav Kidarkai Shneihem Peturin. Yaitse Daifin is a baby born through a cesarean section. As you all know, a baby born through a Yaitse Daifin does not have a bris milah on the eighth day, does not have pinyan ben, is not a bechar lenachla. The Gemara in the beginning, Yesh Neichel, is a brisa with a list of things that Yaitze Daifin is considered mishuna. When it says kisei leid, it excludes an abnormal leida. Because it says whenever it says a lashin leida, it excludes a non leida. That's a cesarean. It's a definition of leida. I think it's the general rule in the Torah. We always have a rule in the Torah. Every shinoi is not a din d'oraisa. If you do malacha with a shinoi on Shabbos, it's not a d'oraisa. If you eat treifish like a derech achila, it's not a d'oraisa. A bia shalai kedarka would not be a d'oraisa, except where there's a riboy beferish in the pasuk. We have a klal that the Torah talks about things that are done normally. Everything is normal. And when it's done abnormally, it's not. Whenever it says a lashon leida, it means normal. A normal leida, not a cesarean section. Yaitza daifin. Now the fact that yaitza daifin is potter here is not a chiddush. It says petarecha, not a chiddush. V'anoylin acharav kedarka shneim pturim harishim neishal yaitza merecha sheinim ishim neisha kad mayacher. Now here, this needs explanation. Why isn't the second child a petarecha? After all, the first child didn't go out through the rechem. The first child, they cut open the mother and they removed the baby. So the second child should be a peter rechem.
He is a peter rechem.
Why isn't he a bechor? So the Taz Chaf says the following. Afagav da'isay acher. Loi peter rechem. Even though the first child did not open the womb. Mekomakim. Listen to this. Kiva shezeh hanoilin achrav loy have a bechar lenachla. The one who's born second is also not a bechar lenachla. Dolav reishis oinayhu is not his first child. Loy have a nami bechar lekayin. The pet the bechar ledavar echad haynu lerechav loy levladis loy have a bechar. Okay, Amina per yesh bechar da mem zayin. You know what he's saying? To be a bechar, you need two things: peta rechem and reishis oinay, meaning the first offspring. It's a double pella. Sifyut Zion. We said a man could have two pinyan bens in the same day if he has two wives, and only one of them is Reish Yisaynai. This Taz is a double pella. It's a very hard thing to understand what he means.
Why?
In what way?
Reish Yisaynai for each one.
What?
Reish Yisaynai for each one. Why can't it be Reish Yisaynai for each one?
Oh, you know, he's a man. The man can only have one first.
No, but for each one.
A man can only have one first child. He can't have that. Rabbi Kiveger, interestingly, in the last Rabbi Kiveger on the page, Layava Bechar Lenachal, Ophizem of Im Hailid Biderech Daifin, Im Avlad Biderech Daifin, who Nafel, if the one that comes out in the Caesarean is a Nafel, Asheni Bechar Lekayin, Dohu Gamke Bechar Lenachal, Kimisha Risha Nafel, says, even if it's a 9-month pregnancy, but the baby is removed through cesarean, doesn't go out through the rechem, then it doesn't pater the child that comes afterwards. In the what? A yaitzed daifin is not a bechor lenachla. Happens to be not, but he makes the second one not be a bechor lenachla because the second one is not reish yisaynai. See, by bechor lenachla, the father only has one. Even if he has five wives, he only has one bechor lenachla because there it does depend on the father. But pinyan haben doesn't depend on the father. I mean, it could have two. It doesn't depend on reish yisaynai. In the back, there's a Nemuke Hagriv who says, to try to explain this Taz, that the Taz means lafuke the Rabbi Kiveger's case, really. But it doesn't mean reish yisaynai, literally. It means, I think in yours, the Nemuke Hagriv is put into the page. Do you have a digest on the bottom? I think they stuck it into the page there. But at any rate, the explanation is somewhat lacking, but the aside, nevertheless, is true that you need peter rechem and to be a first child. In Nimshas Avram, he brings an interesting case that happened. He has a case where the first child, they were twins. The first child, the head came out, and then the second child's foot got entangled in the canal and was blocking the child from continuing to the first one to give birth. So they rushed and they did a cesarean section and pulled the babies out of the vaginal canal and pulled it out. So the question that was asked is whether the first child has a din bechar. His head came out, but then they pulled him back because he got tangled in with the second child's leg. So they pulled him out and removed the child through the womb.
Assuming Roy Pedachti
was out, otherwise it wouldn't be a Shaila. So he has this Nidain, and basically what he writes in Ish Savram, he brings it, it was from the Cheshav HaEifod from London, Rav Padva. Rav Padva had the Shaila, and he's done, how do we define exactly what's Yotzal Avir HaOlam? The birthing canal, it's not exactly like a like you would picture like a door where you could say you went through, you didn't go through. The body of the woman slowly slopes, and he's very mesupik what's called Avir HaOlam, and at which point he says that in Hilchis Nida there's such a shayla, what's called outside of the, not outside of the vagina, what's called outside of the cervix, and therefore he remains in a suffix. He says it's very hard to give a clear psak on the shayla, but okay, that's his Nida. Something to the suffix, yeah. Now the shayla, the common shayla in this discussion has to do with the forcep birth, or bicep birth, where they have to help the baby out by using tools. By taking tools to help, like a crowbar, they just call it a forcep, right? To help the baby come out. Sometimes the baby has a little red mark, it goes away eventually, but from the bruise, from helping the baby get born. What's the shayla? What? Tweezers, not crowbars, okay. I don't know. I haven't witnessed it, Baruch Hashem. But my point is this. The Gemara has the following lashon of a shayla. The Gemara says, Neldu tu'umim yachad, if two twins, if a pair of twins, both children come out simultaneously. So the Gemara deals with the question. The Gemara says that one is chaitzitz for the second. The Gemara actually says, B'lashon Safik, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that one is a chatzitza for the other. Two children coming out at the same time. The understanding is that if there's a chatzitza between the baby and the rechem, between the womb, and I guess we're defining the womb, I don't know at which point in the canal, but at the external point of the canal, that if there's a chatzitza, that chatzitza prevents the peterechem condition from being satisfied. The big question that everyone has done is how much of a chatzitza is a chatzitza? Every mashu is a chatzitza. Everyone says rubai kekulai. The question is rubai of what? And here we have a difference of opinion. The Avnei Nezer, one of the earlier tshuvas in Shimon Shin Tzadik Dalet on the topic, he says certainly we say rubai kekulai. Says then, why when a pair of twins come out together, each baby is only blocking the other baby at one point, three out of four sides. Why it should be rubai kekulai? Why is it a chatzitza? To which he answers, Avnei Nezer does, rubai kekulai means roiv harechem, not roiv of the baby. If roiv of the rechem is in contact with the baby, then it's considered peterechem. If you don't have roiv of the rechem in contact with the baby, then it's not considered to be a peter rechem. That's the Avnei Nezer's chiddush, and he says, therefore, most tools that were used in his day, I certainly think it's that way today, does not mess up the din of peter rechem, and you need a regular pinyon. In Nigris Maisha, in Yeradei Gimel, Simit Tzadik Vav Yisayin, in Bederach Loshen, he says, roiv harosh. You need Rav Harosh in contact with the Rechem at some point. And if you don't have Rav Harosh, it's a problem. And he, without explaining, says, therefore, these births are Suffolk Peter Rechem. And he says to do it without a bracha. Now, I don't know which tools he was referring to. It's a short piece of a long letter. And it's not clear. Do you?
I think they have a suction.
A suction tool?
Yeah,
that blocks the Rechem.
Baby they use a vacuum.
It blocks. It blocks it totally. A vacuum has to be complete. I'm not sure what that means. So a forcep would be a miut, and the suction cup is interferes between. But does it go into the rechem, or just the protruded part of the head you pull? It's just a way of grasping the head and pulling. What? All right. Off the top of my head. Okay. All right. If it blocks, I'm curious. If it blocks, the rechem and the baby, we wondered. If it doesn't, right. So if Rav Raisha is born, I assume that that's correct. Question: if it's less than Rav Raisha, what? Something called. Okay, but the crown is not right over the forehead. That's not. Is that right over the forehead? Okay, so I guess it depends on the situation. I'm curious what the normal way of using this vacuum device, if you could find out. It's a small yarmulke. But it gets pushed in, or it just gets... Okay. All right, if it doesn't interfere between the rechem, then there's nothing to talk about. It's... Yeah. The hands would be the same shaila. If he stuck his hand in, it would be... It'd be the same question. I don't think so. I think it's too tight for them to stick. They stick their hands into the vagina, for the cervix. No, that they do it externally. They don't put their hands in. All right, I'm not sure. All right, so these are the last two of the common shailas, the chatzitza shaila and the miscarriage. All right, chaf hey and on, we get to a number of lumdisha, but more academic shailas.
Why is it worth
the
twins?
Excuse me?
Why is it worth the twins simultaneously coming out?
When twins come out simultaneously, the Gemara is a kasha, v'hachaitzi, one is chaitzis for the second. Each child is not exposed to the rechem berubai. It's not touching the rechem in rive of its, either rive of its head is not on the rechem, or it's not on rive of the rechem. Shaz doesn't mean rive rechem or rive head. But either way, if two children were to come out simultaneously, each one does not have rive. Ramesha doesn't deal with it. He basically says it's a suffix. He says, Lamaisa, it's not a Lamdisha letter. No, because there's some air. When you have two things, there's some air in between. If you have two things coming out of the rechem, there's a... Okay, let's move on to Sifchaf Hei and some cases which are very rare. Mishalai Bichra. A woman that never had a child, Mishloi Bichri Ishtai, V'yolda Zachar Nekeva, Ben Yidua Ezimem Yatzarishin, Ein Kan L'Kayen Klom. This is the rule I mentioned, that we say, Amaiti Mechaveir Olav Araya, and a woman who gives birth to a male and a female, and we don't know which one was first, so it's 50-50. So, Amaiti Mechaveir Olav Araya, we don't say, Safi Deraisa L'Chumra, that the father, Safi Deraisa L'Chumra, should have to do opinion, because Dinei Pinyin Aben are toloi in Dinei Mamin, and when there's no chiyuv to give Mamin, there's no chiyuv to be paid. Yolda, you don't do a Pinyin without a bracha. There's no chiyuv bracha. Yolda Shnei Zecharin. Afi Shein Yedua Ezeman HaBachar. If he has twin boys, you don't know which one's the Bachar. Nisin Hei Slaim L'Kayin Maman HaShach. You give five slime to the Kayin, because Maman HaShach, the Shach of Zayin, or Maman HaShach, Echamiyan Bachar. Which one do you put on the plate? Which one do you put on the plate? You have to take...
It
doesn't have to be there. So you have to take garlic from both. Masafik, you throw them both into the chalon. What? Why you would think not? I could say, do I have to be played to this one? No. Do I have to be played to this one? No. No, but you're right. It's really... No, neither one. You're right. Neither one could be Tiveya Bechar. And if the father wasn't paid and they both grew up, neither one of them would have to do opinion. The father has a dip opinion. Gemara says if two witnesses come to Bez, and one says Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Sunday, the other one says Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Monday, he has to pay $100. There are two edim that he owes $100. It could be from Sunday, it could be from Monday. Same thing here. You have 50% chance, you have a opinion of them from one. 50% the Yechayv on the other. It's not the same thing, but it's a similar idea. That Momana Shach, you have to give, so Lamaisa, you have to give. Now, the Chiddush, you're right. Not really that much of a Chiddush. The Chiddush is the next line. Mean by the Machlokes and Chacham Tzvi and the Ramah. It's really the Ikar is like the Ramah. Like I said, the Ramah says it, the Shach, Taz, Gra, nobody argues. And he comes along and argues, and Abiyuda disagrees, comes safe and makes a pshara. It's hard to say that there's a chiyuv. That it's hard to say that it's a legitimate safik. It's a tzad l'kula. Now, it gets a little more complicated. We already said, if the baby dies after 30 days, the chiyuv pidyon remains. If it dies within 30 days, what do we say? Pata, why? Because it's a Goy Milsala Meikara, that it wasn't a viable baby.
Still with the twins.
Only one of the two died within 30 days. Pater, the Shema HaBachar Meis. You know which is first. You know which one died. Since it's possible the Bachar died, so there's no Chi of Pinyin. Chayr also Pashit. Now, the issue here is what would happen when you have these two Zecharim and one died within 30 days and, I'm sorry, let's say you know one is the Bechar and one's not the Bechar. And the Sheni died within 30 days. So who cares? The Sheni died within 30 days. That doesn't say anything. The Sheni is not a Vlad Malia. The Rishon is still alive. Sinita Pinyan Aben. And then the Rishon died after 30 days. The issue is this. We assume that the pregnancy happened on the same day. Right? They're twins. Conception happened at a particular time. We assume that a baby is a Nephil. If the baby wasn't carried to term, it was not really a full-term baby. And that's what we say. If you die within 30 days, we say that the child is a nephil. It says, Ochle Ari, Anophim and Agag. If he died, then nothing to do with his physical, with his own being physically normal, so it doesn't apply. So if the baby dies within 30 days, the first one, we really have every reason to assume that the second child is also a nephil. If we're assuming that one child is a nephil, we should assume that they're both nephilim. They were both born on the same day. But if einenu royais, that the second child grows up and he's a full-fledged child, so what are you going to do? You have a kasha. Well, I guess we assume that that they were both full-term children. The question is, what happens if the second dies shortly after 30 days? And here's a fascinating language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in Shinai and Dalet Siftes. Hilchas Avelus. The halach is if a baby dies later within 30 days, no Avelus. Yesh Mishayimet, Shulchan Aruch brings, to umim shemes echameyam tech lamed yayim, vasheni chai, umes la'achar lamed yayim. First baby died within 30 days. The second baby died after, let's say, 32 days or 35 days. Ein misablin olav. Then, you're not misabel on it. What does it mean in Amisabal on it? So here there's a machlaikis, the Levush and the Shach, what it means Amisablin Olav. The Levush holds that Amisablin on the second one either, because we assume that it's Megala Milsa. Since the first one died within 30 days, it's Megala Milsa on the second one, that the second one was also a Nephil. According to the Levush, there will be no Din Pinyan. Because they're saying Igloi Milsa that they were both not. The Shach here in Sivkat and Tes, Amos Sablin Olav means the second one. It means the first one. The Kiddush is the second one lived more than 30 days, of course he misabel. I would think since the second one lived 30 days, it's Igloi Milsa Mafreya. That the first one was also a Bar Kayama. So Kamash Malan, Amos Sablin Olav, there's no din Losha Shach, what's the Lamer? Amos Abel Zesha Mace Techlamit. Voloy Amina Medezeu Chai Ruben Kayama. A Philogam Zesha Mace Mistamba Ben Kayama have. The Loy Kateris. Terezov, which is the Lavush.
Twins are born sometimes. One can die, one can live.
It happens very often.
Yeah, so what's the view?
So, well, the question is, sometimes things happen to a child and one lives and one dies.
Yes.
The truth is today, premature children, it happens very often that one lives and one dies. But if that's because we have intervention, that helps. Usually, if one dies, the other years ago would have died as well. And it's just an interesting machlokes, the ramification, opinion on that. What? We're talking about Shiva. So the question is, my nafkamina? Yeah, it's a good question. My nafkamina? If the second one dies, what's a nafkamina regarding the first one? What's the answer? It's a nafkamina. I only for yard sites? I don't know. I'm not sure what the nafkamina is.
One died 28, one died 32.
But 32, the one died 32, you have. No, the sort of pshat is, again, Eim Misavlin Olav al Arishin. The question is, why, according to the Shach, Eim Misavlin Arishin, may not come in. If when the 32-day-old died, you can Misavlin the 28, it's still the same Avelus from 32 to 28. Maybe it's not come in for Yartzeit. So although it's just Yartzeit on a child, doesn't really have to be a Yartzeit.
The second one died at 25 days, and the second one lived.
Right. Yeah, so we assume that one's a nephil and one's not.
Was it a nephil? No, you should say
no,
that.
The whole shaila is if when the second one died early, whether it's a gloy milsa that
if the other one lived, it's a gloy milsa that the other one should have been a ben kayyom.
Should be gloy milsa the other way.
During the chol hamoed, you can have that.
In chol hamoed, you can have that shaila. Okay, anyway, to Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll finish. Hopefully.